you smell what Barack has cooked?
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
And my name is Chris Kelly.
We are in the nation's capital, Trump, D.C. It is Wednesday, November 9th. You got 19 more days to get out to the polls. It's 8 in the morning, and we're recording this. And this is not a swerve.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is president-elect for the United States of America.
Yeah, as my wife pointed out today, if you use the European style of dates, it's 9/11.
Oh, shit.
Never
Kudos
forget.
To Emma Kelly, definitely the MVP. So last night was interesting. We had two giant events. Number one, it was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you now?
I always remember my last birthday.
How old are you?
32.
You're 32. That's a fun age.
Yeah. I'm almost 33. I'm almost Smashing Pumpkins age.
You know what? 33 is pretty interesting for me.
Yeah, this is the left.
Speak to me in a language I can't hear. Am I right, guys?
Oh, wow. Deep cuts.
Not really. That was the fifth single off of Melancholy. Yeah. That's a beautiful song. Here's some 33 by the Smashing Pumpkins featuring InfoWars' friend, Billy Corgan.
Speak to me in a language I can hear.
God, that's a reality. This is our reality.
Did you see I realize what Alex Jones is doing. We can get to what happened as we're, I'm in denial a little bit, but we can get to what, but did you see like some of the Alex Jones stuff? I realized it's him doing the Ultimate Warrior. Did you see the one where he's like, I'm a man. I make babies.
Oh,
but he was doing like Hulk Hogan, like growling.
Man. I'm feeling really powerful right now. All of you are going to submit to us. Our time of liberalism is here. You drink that fluoride. You take those vaccines. Donald Trump says vaccines might be dangerous because one of his kids got hurt. Shut up! You don't have free speech. You understand? You listen to me. I rule this country now. I'm liberal. Screw him. Ban his free speech right now. Ban it!
All right, Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Warrior. You've heard from Andre the Giant and Bobby the Brain Heenan. They believe, Warrior, that they have the advantage in this intercontinental title bout. They believe that you fear the Giant.
Fear is an aberration. Fear is the air that cowards breathe. Fear is the first taste of defeat. The Warrior only breathes the air of the brave, and the Warrior only feast on the fruit of victory.
We really missed it on that one. But here's the thing, though. We have
so dumb.
We have 4 years of Alex Jones being a legitimate commentator on our political system.
Listen.
So, yes, Donald Trump won. We can get to it. Let's just do it. Let's tear the Band-Aid.
Here's the most fun part about this. Former TNA president Billy Corgan has a more direct line to the White House than any other grunge-era rock star.
Yeah, that's
chew on that, guys.
Yeah, very nice. Nate Silver over here really broke that
down. Speaking of Nate Silver, this is how we were actually supposed to start the show. We're a few minutes in. I was lucky enough to now I shouldn't say lucky enough. I covered
witnessed it.
I witnessed a witness in Cleveland. I went to the RNC and the DNC, and I covered it for WGN Radio. We did this. We launched the show. We wrote about it in our book. So I interviewed Nate Silver outside of the Quicken Loans Arena on his way. We were both going into the Quicken Loans Arena on night two or three of the RNC. And I asked a very important question about polling in the WWE.
Because I think that's actually played a factor in this race, and it's kind of impossible to poll.
We're just like what?
The WWE and stuff like that.
Oh, I mean, obviously I think...
Sorry.
Like Trump's celebrity and the showcase nature of his campaign is a part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, polling is an approximation, right?
Yeah.
You're never going to account for every factor. If you try and make too many adjustments, then you're going to probably make things worse. And so, you know, for better or worse, the polls are mostly accurate about Trump in the primaries. Right now, it's just he's a little behind, but very close race.
As you can hear in that clip, Nate Silver and the great folks at 538 did not take into account the WWE.
Yes.
And this kind of mattered because Donald Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame / President of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And I understand that that question was sort of a flippant, like, hey, this is fun. But I do think it was a bigger question I was asking. I was asking, like, hey, are you trying to get everybody? And the answer is no, you can't get everybody. Hence, polls aren't perfect.
Right. And the stuff, and it's funny, like, the only person who's, you know, like how The Fix and The Washington Post does winners and losers. Like, it looked like for a last week that Nate Silver and 538 were going to be the losers of, like, you guys made it look like Trump was going to win to gin up numbers and blah, 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 and you guys juked the stats. Because the whole thing that happened in this last week was that there was some backlash against Nate Silver's model that he's tweaking the numbers before putting them in the model. It's changing the results. And he says about that, you can only make so many adjustments. And he was adjusting to, that I understand, was basically like, if the polls are going in one way in a state, like, say, Michigan is looking better for Trump. Who won Michigan? Trump. But if it's looking better for Trump, then you...
Oh, and Rhino. We'll get to that later.
Yeah. So you basically say, well, he's overperforming in these polls, so let's adjust the numbers in Wisconsin and Ohio because these are similar states. And so even if those polls don't show it, there's something going on. There's something in the water. Let's adjust it. And he actually probably underdid that because I think as we're like in the next few days and weeks and months and years of like looking what actually happened, it was that the polling universe that we assumed would vote and the poll said one thing, it undercounted that really marginalized group of Americans, white men.
You know who populates a certain universe? White men?
The WWE universe?
That's right. Yeah. Now then forever, Donald Trump is the United States president-elect.
Yeah.
And in the WWE Hall of Fame. Do you think he's going to have to redo his WWE Hall of Fame and now this will be his greatest honor?
You know, I think he's still a mark for himself. I think the WWE Hall of Fame is pretty special.
Okay, so clearly we are having some fun because it's a laugh or cry situation for a lot of people, including a lot of people on the WWE roster.
Yeah.
Chris and I are straight white men.
Yeah.
And we happen to be married. And so
not to each other.
Not to each other, hence the straight part.
Yeah.
The likelihood of us really taking a hit because of our race, our gender, or our sexual preference is the lowest it could possibly be.
Yeah.
That's why we're able to make some jokes about this. And I want to make it perfectly clear that we're not trying to rub this in anybody's faces, be it if you're mourning or you're celebrating. This is not about that. This is about the intersections of presidential politics and pro wrestling. And we need to remind ourselves of that. And if you're sad, I'm sorry. And if you're happy, I'm happy for you. At the end of the day, Chris is biting his tongue right now.
Because I'm not happy for you.
I'm trying.
Fuck you.
No. Don't do that. That doesn't help anybody. Do you think this is what John Cena wanted?
No.
Okay. Are you watching the current season of Total Bellas?
I'm trying to catch up. There's a lot of TV to watch.
It is brilliant, and he's a good man trying. If you want to make John Cena sad and boo, that's fine. But do you need to make John Cena sad and boo at him the same day Donald Trump won? No. You know what I mean?
It's good to keep things
in trying to calm down here. And what I'm trying to say is I do believe that we're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. The WWE universe will continue to orbit the solar system.
Yeah.
And the American people will be perfectly medium to bad for a minute.
A long enough timeline, we're all dead. But, you know, it's going to be bad. This is not good. This is a historic. It's always history with the president. Obviously, it goes. That's how history works. But this is just a historically bad, just as far as the Senate, the House, the Supreme Court, things that are going to affect our lives and our children's lives.
Serious question, do you think this is going to prevent people from having children?
I don't think there's going to be there will be an election boom. It'll be like the Idiocracy thing, right? Like, there's going to be babies born in 9 months named Donald and Ivanka and Melania and stuff. But I know a lot of people are, concerned about the world that they would be bringing children to.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the biggest point. Why did this happen?
Because Hillary Clinton is Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And she did, and her team, and Democrats and liberals and progressives and the media and our system didn't really recognize that even if you have somebody on paper, Hillary Clinton is, I think this was President Obama's, which I'm going to enjoy saying that forever, is his line at the convention of that she's the most qualified person to ever run for president. And she is. you look at the resume, no one's got it like that. And no one, and I legitimately, like, the emails that people didn't talk about were like, hey, I once met this refugee at an event. What can we do to help this one person mm-hmm. get out of bed? Like, from the granular level to the big level, to like, she was a great candidate for president, but she wasn't, because on paper, but she wasn't a great candidate in reality, for stuff that's out of her control mostly.
Yeah.
People, there's been a 30-year vast right-wing conspiracy to have people who should like her hate her, and it worked.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. The mainstream, you mean Breitbart, the mainstream media?
Mainstream media, yeah. Yeah, no, and it just like, and to pretend that like reality was going to win out, the reality era, to pretend that like the, well, everyone will go, oh, of course you can't vote for that guy. You got to vote for the person with the resume. Like that's, yeah. Like I just saw exit poll data that was like, who's more qualified to be president? Who's actually qualified to be president? 52% said Clinton, 38% said Trump. But people didn't vote on that. They didn't, and we saw that in the primaries, and we saw that throughout this, that people said, hey, I don't care that he says this and does this and acts this way. I'm sending a middle finger to this country and to Washington and to the Clintons and to whoever else, because that's how they felt. And to say, well, we're going to intellectualize it. Roman Reigns should be the main champion. He should be the face of the company, but he's not, because he gets booed. He gets booed in Scottsdale, and he gets booed in Scotland. Okay, he was getting the biggest freaking boos on Monday when they taped.
So this is kind of even better. You're 100% right. And did you notice that they're already running ads for WrestleMania next season?
No. What's in it?
It's the main shot that they're like, come to WrestleMania, is the Roman Reigns intro from WrestleMania 32. Which he was heavily booed. No one wanted to see that match. Everyone knew the outcome. Kids were sad because everyone was booing the hero, and they didn't understand why. That's Clinton, yet again. Here's another difference. Here's another similarity between Clinton. Roman Reigns had the WWE Championship, and no one was very happy about that. And he currently has the U.S. Championship, which no one really cares about. And guess who's everyone wants to have it? A guy pretending to be a Russian. This is amazing. Also, Roman Reigns, like Hillary Clinton, can't cut a good promo, and talking matters, and that's it. It doesn't matter what your resume says. It doesn't matter your skill set.
You should listen to his cousin, his dubious cousin, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, who said it doesn't matter. Know
records
your role.
Don't matter.
It doesn't matter how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Capturing the imagination matters. The Rock understood that. Bill Clinton understood that.
Yeah.
I do think, I'm going a little flippant here, I do think this makes it a lot easier for a Rock presidency in 2028. I'm not joking.
Why do you keep pushing it so far?
Because I didn't think that Trump would win.
Okay, but that's still 2024.
I understand. Hear me out. I thought that it would be Hillary for 4 and then a Republican in 2020, and then they would run again in 2024.
Okay.
I might move the timeline up 4 years.
Okay, that's very...
Does that make sense, though?
I mean, I think at this point it's like, I don't know what happens in 2020.
Isn't it kind of more fun to talk about the 2028 election?
Yeah, it's to imagine.
Right now, it's like,
it's fun to imagine that there's a 2028.
Yeah, exactly.
In the human calendar.
It'll be fine. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
There might not be a country.
There might not be like, there's an old Carlin bit about like save the planet. And it's like, no, the planet's going to be fine. It's the humans that are fucked. Like this planet will shake us off like a bad cold. And like, maybe we'll move that timeline up too. Yeah, I mean, a Rock, like, here's the thing, and I think it's funny because, not funny, none of it's funny, but it's ironic, a lot of people for the last year and a half, ever since Donald Trump announced his candidacy with a promo against Mexicans, and people said, oh, what is this going to do to the party? Like, there's a lot of Hispanics, like, this is going to really, like, fracture the GOP, you're going to have the Trump people, the Tea Party people, the Paul Ryans, the adults in the room, it's really going to fracture their party. Meanwhile, the Democrats just prove themselves to be a failed party.
Absolutely right.
Where the restructuring and figuring out what's next is kind of interesting, because it's like, yeah, this hasn't, like, we've been thinking that, like, oh, The Rock will run as a Republican because they're going to eventually have to. No, they don't have to. There's still a lot of white people, and they vote, and they're angry, and they want things. They want to make America how it was when they were the master race. They're white nationalists. They are racist. I think it is important to call these things aren't insults. I know. I understand that people maybe were angry and they voted because they're tired of getting called being called racist, but I think there's been a huge failure in this country overall at every level to not call racism racism. It's not a, it's not an ad hominem.
I'm not saying
that's why I think that, like, if you say the people who voted for Trump are racist, that's not fine, but it's
not all of them.
Yeah, see, that's too generous, because, like, at a certain point you had to...
No, it is. It's not too generous. I don't think it helps, because I think it makes someone latch on to that candidate even more, or mm-hmm. that president even more, and that's not a good thing. And if you actually want to stop racism, I don't think fighting it is ever the answer. Right. This morning, we are in former liberal media haven, Washington, D.C. Based on our Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, and phone calls and text, it's a lot of, like... Everything's going to be fine. We're going to mobilize. We got to organize it. We don't need to organize anything. That's not the issue. The organization for the Dems was fucking amazing. The Republicans did not have a ground game.
Yeah.
They had zero organization. I don't think organization is the problem. Let's fucking have a wide camera, fish angle. That's I'm just ranting right now. Step back from this. It's not an organizational problem. Yeah. So we don't need to organize for justice. Fuck that noise, man. Figure out why. Get to a gray race. And I know this is, like, very, like, flowery and hippie-ish.
Well, I know you voted for Jill Stein.
Listen, Daniel Bryan told me to, so I'm part of the yes movement.
Trust the man with the concussions.
I think that's actually how to effect change.
Yeah.
And if you don't know any black people, of course you're going to believe Donald Trump, and of course you're not going to think you're racist. You don't know you're racist. I think that's the issue. And
has John Oliver done anything about it? I think that's really the way to...
Fuck you. I do think that matters, though, and it's really no different than the cruiserweight division. I'm trying to turn this into wrestling.
I mean, no, I mean, I think that the way you turned to wrestling was because sports was being kind of the things you liked about sports were being ruined by the things that are wrong with America.
Yeah, the thing,
toxic masculinity.
That's exactly correct.
Kind of these, you know, big institutions like the NFL sweeping stuff under the rug. Whether it's rape, violence against women, concussions, you know, these rich people giving to causes that you don't like, you turn to wrestling, and it's funny because then you have the same, you have people pushing under the rug concussions and giving to causes you don't like, but it's entertaining, and there's narratives that make sense.
There are fewer problems. There's shockingly fewer problems.
With
just because it's a smaller stable,
it's a smaller universe.
There's like 100 guys versus 1,000 guys. That's the difference.
And this is something, too, we've been talking about, like, kind of the failure of even our model for looking at this is that, you know, the story, this has been going by political, the political world has been by wrestling, and, like, the heel gets his comeuppance. But, you know, Ric Flair can be champion for a long time.
There we go. We finally got into it. Who do you want to hang out with more, Roman Reigns or Ric Flair? It's that simple.
Ric Flair voted for himself in North Carolina.
He's
wrote
cool,
himself
dude.
In.
Okay, is his name actually Ric Flair? Like on his
no,
birth certificate?
I don't think he actually changed.
I think he did. I don't think he changed his name. I do think he wrote in Ric Flair.
Oh, no, I mean, he took a picture. He wrote in Ric Flair in his little baby handwriting. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, this is the thing. Like, we just have miscalculated that the heel would get his comeuppance now. But there's still heat to get.
I got a text last night saying, like, what happens to the heel when he wins? I go, well, he keeps winning.
Yeah, he just keeps winning until there's a good challenger that you actually want to be the face of the company. And, like... It's not Roman Reigns. It wasn't Clinton. And we knew that in 08. That's why we had a different guy who had two terms. And to pretend like this was a plan we could do. I mean, and you don't know. Eventually, she's not going to run. Like, I mean, you know, I highly doubt Senator Clinton, you know, Secretary of State, Secretary Clinton, whatever, runs again in 2020 because it doesn't make any sense. But none of this does. But I think at this point, you're 0-2. Like, you're, you know, like...
Maybe John Cena is the president, the next Democratic nominee. I'm not joking.
Yeah, no. I mean,
I'm literally laughing, but.
No, I know. Well, 4 years, like, I think one of those guys, if it's going to be The Rock or something, he runs for some office first, so it's kind of looking what offices are available.
Why?
I mean, I don't
Seriously,
know.
Seriously, why?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because Democrats, I still think are not getting.
No.
We'll see if they get the lesson.
That will have a record then.
Yeah, yeah.
This actually proves that you don't need a record to do
this. Bad to have a record.
It's exactly right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter how it makes you feel.
Yeah, so
this
maybe we
is our
have
reality.
A, yeah. It's not going to be Kanye. Let's just put that out there.
Yes, it's not going to be Kanye.
Kanye says things to get a reaction because he's a good heel, but he's not He's not an idiot. He's not going to ruin his life by being trying to run for president.
All right. So the wrestling analogies is Trump is Trump slash Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Hillary's Roman Reigns, and Bernie Sanders is James Ellsworth.
Yeah. A jobber doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. One of the things that we've been talking about a lot is racism, both in the WWE universe and the... Actually, now this is the WWE universe.
Yeah.
We don't no longer need to separate the two. This is the WWE universe. In both universes that are now both the WWE universe, how did this happen? Why did this happen? What can you get away with? That's the important things. What kind of tropes can you get away with? It's no longer as acceptable to have horribly, overtly racist tropes in wrestling. That's gone. You can't have crime time anymore. Maybe you can. Maybe they come back. No joke.
No, maybe they could at this point.
At this point, yes. There's a few things that you still can do, and people don't bat an eye. Number one, pro-American, anti-Russian sentiment with Rusev, which to me, he might become a face right now. That's not a joke. And
that's actually the backstage rumors, because they're going to test him in a match with Brock to see if there's a... Yeah.
This is crazy, but not at all. This is incredibly normal and our new reality. One of the things you can do is still make fun of poor white people.
Yes. Heath Slater, our tag team, one of our SmackDown tag team champions, his character is basically like redneck from West Virginia, a bunch of kids, lives in a double wide, needs this job because he's got so many kids, he doesn't know their names, and they're all like, you know, redheaded stepchildren type of thing. You can make fun of white trash. It's always acceptable because the joke is like, actually, white trash is just gonna, they're gonna be fine because they're white. You can also make fun of, and we'll get back to Heath Slater and his tag partner. You could also kind of do very simple parodies of like black rapper dancer guys. We have R-Truth still, 45 years old, Ron Killings going out there doing splits and rapping his intro in painted jeans. But it's not, I mean, it's a little step and fetch it, but it's not, like you said, it's not crime time. It's not people who are like supposed to be stereotypes as thugs. We can do the happy stereotype of like, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it is step and fetch. We can do these kind of, oh, isn't it funny? Like, he's a grown man who raps his intro.
Yeah. There are some tag team, the most famous tag team right now is the New Day. They were given racist tropes and they turned it on its head and are still over at this point, like 2 years into this.
Yeah.
Still killing it, still mm-hmm. completely over, still incredibly popular. And doing things that you really only see on black Twitter. You wrote a great piece in Vice about this, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, we're not here to plug.
We're here to talk about the Heath Slater thing, and I think it loops back, and we could maybe even close with this, and how it relates back to the Nate Silver thing. Okay. I don't think people understood what was going to happen because they're like, oh, a bunch of poor whites. Poor whites vote. Mm-hmm. Poor whites matter. I understand what I'm saying here, and that's the issue. Heath Slater right now is over. He's incredibly popular with an arguably racist gimmick against poor white people. But why did that connect with so many people? Because a lot of people that watch this programming relate to that guy. They could see themselves on the screen. They cannot relate to Roman Reigns.
Right.
That matters. His tag team partner in the ring is also a big winner last night.
Yes, that'd be Terrence Rhino Garin.
He goes by Guido. That's not a joke.
Yeah, that's his. Yeah, Terrence Guido Rhino Garin. He ran for Michigan state rep and he won. He's a Republican and not a Rhino, not a Republican name only. He is a Republican, but is amazing. His finishing move is the gore, which is what happened to Hillary. She got gored. More stories about emails than any single issue, all single issues combined. Did not make a dent in that. And Rhino is now a tag team member and a state representative. He's another wrestler in political office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our reality.
Yeah. And I think you were getting to something as far as the Slater relatability. And I think we, looking at the heel metaphor and where does it go from here? What happens? You look back to the Attitude Era, the relatability of Stone Cold, who was starting as a heel, but the relatability of wanting to say fuck you to the system mm-hmm. and to give your boss the stunner or to give the president-elect the stunner made him a face and a really popular face. The Rock, if you look at the old Rock promos, they don't age well because The Rock's Dwayne Johnson's character, The Rock, is a misogynist and a homophobe. But he was also one of the most popular wrestlers of all time because people could relate to that in that audience. But that audience is also, it's American. That's what they wanted here, and he knew, and he knew that, and he was, even as a heel doing heelish things, he was over as a face. And I mean, that's where the relatability thing is key for success in pro wrestling or in politics or whatever field you want
to
be in.
If you can't connect to the audience, you're not going to win.
Yeah. And then the Democratic establishment never got that. There was no way, you know, Hillary could go on Ellen and hit the dab as many times, but that wasn't relatable to the people who are going to vote. I mean, and I'm not saying she needed to be racist. I'm saying that there's people out there, we were talking about this before.
You clearly do not need to be racist.
Yeah, that's not
all.
The thing. And it's really just to turn out people and say, yeah, you know what? The system, it is rigged. It is, this is a scripted thing against you. And because, like, the Rust Belt states that actually affected this election, the Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, the states that some of those should not have turned, and according to polling or according to past elections, those people said, like, no one's speaking to us, and they're not wrong. I mean, we're talking about maybe a Joe Biden, who they've used in those areas, if he was a candidate. Does that help? Maybe. I mean, he's a guy who can kind of, he can roll up his sleeves and talk about, you know, football and, you know, have a, I mean, he doesn't,
yeah,
drink,
I mean,
but, you know,
at this,
like,
point, it's all pointless hypotheticals of, yeah, what could have been. But I think if you're a parent and you want your kid to run for office, or if you're a younger person, you want to run for office, learn how to cut a promo. Take, yeah, a public speaking class. If you can't control the mic, you're never going to have office,
yeah,
at least on the largest stage in the world. So are you excited? Are you worried? Are you happy? Are you, I mean, clearly you're not happy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think.
That being said, congratulations to Becky Lynch retaining her SmackDown Live Championship. It was a great match. I'm with her.
Yeah.
Come on. No.
No, we can't end on that.
No,
okay.
No.
No, I mean, no, this is a very scary day. I feel very, you know, like we said, we are not diminishing it. We're straight white cis men. We're specifically going to be fine, but we have, and this isn't the, oh, I care about women because I have a mother, but like we have parents and wives and people in our lives that are going to be really affected by this. And it's not because I have those people in my life. You have to have empathy. I mean, I don't, you know, like that's what's really, there are people that lives are going to be affected in the negative, and elections matter. And voting, it's fun to be on Facebook and say, oh, they're both the same. And
hold on.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's a problem. Yeah. That's the issue. Everyone's been shocked because everyone's curated their own Facebook and Twitter feeds. So it's all confirmation bias
But I don't think even people who we all curate our own bias. And I don't think we don't think that there's white nationalists out there in great number, in 50 million white nationalists in America. I think, and I don't think we even think better of people. I just think it's very tough to get through the day knowing that there's white nationalists who would in 2016 happily perform a lynching. I think there's a cognitive dissonance where you can't get through the, like you would just be, it's like depression. So you'd just be in bed and not leave the house and like wait till you die, because it's very tough for a lot of people. Like, I don't think a lot of people can, this is the intellectualizing thing. It's such an emotional thing, but there are people out there who would happily kill a person who's darker than them. And that's a tough thing to really, like I said, intellectualize and think about. And I think the curation is just that's a byproduct of having a support system and stuff. But it's scary. It's scary. It's going to be a scary 4 years. I mean, it's a couple months. We're going to see what happens. There is work, and it's not even organizing. It's really going back and saying, what the hell is the opposition party in this country? What is this Democratic Party? And it's not, oh, we should have got behind Bernie, we should have got behind this. It's like really from forward. Like, this is the last day I'm talking.
Yeah, people got behind people. Don't lie to yourself. Don't, yeah, pretend that if you support a guy and they lost, you did a bad job. No.
Go ahead.
It's pointless. Don't beat yourself up, regardless, yeah, of the side you're on. Yeah. If you like Trump, once again, you're great because you picked a guy that knows how to talk. If you're not Trump, if you're not supporting Trump supporter, find somebody that can talk. Talking matters. Yeah. There's a show called Talking Smack. Watch it every week. It's fantastic. Let's end with something interesting that no one's brought up in this election cycle. This is a really divisive time, and there's one guy that I think everyone in both universes can get behind, and he might not be alive, and that's okay. And he's been around as a public figure forever, and on a Tuesday in November, he's finally coming back. Ladies and gentlemen, The Undertaker will be back for SmackDown Live's 900th episode. And if there's ever been music more appropriate for right now, I don't know what it is.
Hit the gong.